This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is going to happen here? We need some tape to tape this here.
Oh, okay. So, hey, keep falling down?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Going to fall down. No, no, no.
For now? For the time being?
For now, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Just make sure it doesn't fall. Okay, here you go.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة
نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we learn another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah al-Rafiq, the most gentle. And we see this name mentioned in hadith a few times in different narrations. This name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rafiq, the most gentle, we see it in a hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha when she tells us that a group of Jewish came to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that in Madinatul Munawwara there were tribes that lived around the city, and one area was the tribe of, or the area of the Muslims, of course. And then to one side we had some Christians, another side we had some Jewish. And so a group of them wanted to come and meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he permitted them to come. And when they entered upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they greeted him by saying, Assalamu alaykum. This translates as, may death be upon you. Now, when we hear it, or when we read it, we usually, our eyes don't pick up the fact that there is a that is missing. But assalamu alaykum instead of assalamu alaykum. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she was there and she heard them say this. And so she responded to them, and death and the curse of Allah be upon you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Aisha radiallahu anha, O Aisha, Allah is kind and likes that one should be kind in all times, in all matters. And so she says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you hear what they said? And he says, I said, he tells her, I said to them, wa alaykum, may it be upon you. This shows us Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not someone that would be harsh to others, even if they came and said something to him that was insulting or something to him that was inappropriate. And he teaches Aisha radiallahu anha when he says, Inna Allah rafiqun yuhibbu rifqa fil amri kulli, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gentle and he loves this kindness in all matters. So we as believers are to project goodness towards others despite them showing some sort of hatred towards us. And we see this in another hadith, just to give, you know, stronger, we could say, support to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Rafiq. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Aisha radiallahu anha, he says, Allah is gentle and loves gentleness, and he grants reward for it, and he does not grant reward for harshness. So when we behave in a way that is kind towards others, despite them treating us in a negative manner, we are rewarded for it. And harshness is not a part of our deen. It is not something that we are meant to generally, and I'll say this again, to generally apply when we deal with others. And we'll look at examples of this. Name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rafiq, in the second part of the khutbah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. So the name of Allah Ar-Rafiq, the most gentle, the most kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gentle and kind in His creation of the creation. Right? He created us. And you'll notice that in our own creation, or in the creation of things around us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't bring it about suddenly and abruptly. And you think of how we as human beings are born. We are born not as adults. We are born as children, right? As a baby who can't even speak, who can't even walk, who can't even see clearly yet until a few days later. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that through His kindness, we slowly develop and become bigger, older, wiser. That if we were people that came out immediately, how would we deal with our parents? What type of relationship would we even have with our parents if we were born as the adults that we are today? Imagine, just think of it. We usually don't think of that. You know, when we're born, we are babies, children, we depend upon our parents, and it helps us to develop a nice, kind, beautiful relationship with our parents. We depend upon them. We need them, they assist us, they help us. And because of all the help they've given us, there's so much love in our hearts for them and towards them that when they are in times of need, we will always be there for them. Or when they treat us in a way that we're not happy with, we still feel kindness and gentleness towards them. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, allowed us to be born as adults as we are today, then we would come out and start to challenge our parents. We probably wouldn't have the love that we have for our parents. we would start to feel like, you don't know what you're talking about. I know better than you. I'm wiser and smarter. And so this is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how kind and gentle He is in His creation of the creation. Another example of the rifq, the kindness, the gentleness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in the way that we apply our deen. The sharia, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam, we apply it in our lives in a manner that is easy for us to do. Is it too difficult to pray Jumu'ah? No. We consider it a break from our busy lives. Is it too difficult to pray five times a day? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. He knows very well that we're capable of doing it. If you look at the entire deen of Islam, there are so many things that we at times would have to do that the average person who doesn't know Islam and doesn't submit to Allah would consider to be difficult. Ramadan, for example. Fasting for 30 days? How do you guys do it? You must all die. No, we're still alive. Alhamdulillah. Right? In fact, how much better after the month of Ramadan? We feel healthier. We feel more spiritually inclined. We feel more motivated to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We feel a sense of purification. Our sins are gone. And so someone who looks at it thinks it's hard. But for the believer, we know and we realize that Ar-Rafiq, Allah, has blessed us with this in the most kind, most gentle manner. Hajj, for example, such a difficult thing to do, considered a type of striving, right? Strength is needed to go there, to perform the Hajj. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy upon us. Every step of the way is, we know mentally, we know that we are seeking forgiveness and it's a means of our forgiveness. So we keep going, we keep pushing, we keep striving because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind and gentle upon us and He's made this deen easy for us. An example of that could be in the way that we practice Islam. Someone who is new to Islam, right? Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu was sent to Yemen by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told him to teach the people about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger. And then, فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَاعُوا لِذَلِكَ. Once they submit to that, then teach them about the importance of prayer. And then once they've established the prayer in their lives, then teach them about the importance of zakah, and so on and so forth. And so our deen is not meant to be dropped on us very heavily and abruptly. We notice that in the revelation of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it slowly over a span of 23 years. And this is why we look at our children and we say, don't you know you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum were grown men, grown women, adults, and they were still learning, still receiving through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, learning how to be better human beings, Muslims who believe and also who submit as mu'mineen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we see this element of rifq, of kindness in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the man came in, and I used this example just a couple of weeks ago, when the man came into the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he urinated on the floor of, not the carpet, there was no carpet, the floor, which was dirt, sand, of the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, right? Like, what's going on? What are you doing? What are you doing? Right? That was their reaction. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam calms them down. Tells them, let him finish. Let him finish. Can't you see what he's doing? Yeah, let him finish. That was the gentleness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his manner of dealing with people. So my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rafiq, the most gentle. We as Muslims need to be the most gentle with our family. First of all, with our spouse. A lot of us, we know very well, right? Jokes all the time about husband and wife. But the reality is we need to be more kind with each other. When we are more gentle with one another, the problems in the marriage start to go away. When we are more kind and gentle with our children, as opposed to being like army commanders upon them, they start to reason with us. When we are kind and gentle outside in society with our neighbors and friends and our family sees it, they're like, you're two-faced, you're a hypocrite. You're nice with everyone else and you come home and a'udhu billah, right? And so my brothers and sisters understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rafiq. the most kind, the most gentle, and we need to try to be as gentle and kind as possible as believers in Rabbi. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا صالحة يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله please forgive us of our sins and grant us the highest level of paradise and make us from amongst those who are gentle on others and in our deen يا الله please make it easy for us to submit to you always and forever. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to attain the highest levels of paradise. Ya Allah, there are many community members. We have many community members who are going through a difficult time. Ya Allah, please forgive them and grant them ease and strength and health. Ya Allah, please make it easy for every single one of us in our affairs, our daily affairs, to submit to you always. Ya Allah, please make it easy for our brother Waqar, who had his liver transplanted, and for the donor to recover. Ya Allah, please make it easy for one of our brothers who's here regularly with us, so Faraz, who he and his father with pneumonia. Ya Allah, please cure them and grant them ease and strength. Ya Allah, please make it easy for all those that are suffering in various different parts of the world and make us from amongst those that are patient with one another and convey kindness and gentleness to each other every single moment of our day and our night. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Please make sure your cell phones are on silent.
الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جزاك الله خيرا my brothers and sisters. Just one announcement. Next Saturday, for any of your non-Muslim friends or neighbors, ICNA is doing a open house at Masjid al-Falah. So that will be next Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning. You can get more details by visiting the Masjid al-Falah website. And that's something that ICNA is doing for the Fulton region. So please do check it out. It's an open house for the masjid for any non-Muslim friends or neighbors, I should say, that you might have. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You have the tape, right?
Yeah.
We need a new one. Don't just tape it. Tape it today, but a new one next week. Alaykum salam. How are you? Right, Manan bhai?
Yeah. No problem. I can give you a question. Do I have